Woohoo! Get him, boy! Get him! Get him, boy! All right, down, boy, down. Down, settle down, settle down. Good boy. Yeah, settle down, settle down. Yeah, that's a good boy, he's a good boy, settle down. Yeah, settle down. All right. Happy Halloween Day! Welcome in this morning. Tony Curry checking on Facebook Live just for a few minutes. I hope you're having a fantastic Halloween day already. I know it was a huge weekend. Man, I have several people over the weekend. First of all, I want to thank our fine folks at Our Lady of the Valley Church. They had me out for the Hero Run this past Saturday, and we had over 140 different runners. We did a 5K, a 1K fun run, or a 1 mile fun run. We had dogs and cats and all kinds of people out there. It was great. It was raising money for Our Lady of the Valley Church and their school, and of course, Principal Andy was out there. We had a great time. I want to thank everyone for coming out and supporting us, and very grateful that God gave us a beautiful day on that Saturday. So that kicked off the Halloween weekend. But also, you know, I had the question asked me, because I used to do pretty much every holiday, man, I was working. It was Thanksgiving, it was Christmas, it was New Year's Eve, and certainly we are getting after it, man, big time when it came to Halloween. And I mean, I think I worked like 25, 26 years in a row on Halloween, and it was fantastic. And someone was asking what was the greatest Halloween party that we ever had, and I want to say it was probably Stagger Lee's. Do you remember Stagger Lee's? It was up off the Palisades in the back. It was a place where you had to be like 25 or older to get in. But we did a Halloween party up there one night, and I think we gave away like $10,000, something like that. It was crazy, but it was fantastic. But we've had a great time. Halloween a little different today. I'm going to be sitting outside my Tony Curry Radio Studios later on tonight, watching my Cincinnati Bengals take on the Cleveland Browns for Monday Night Football, and then handing out some candy. Do want to wish Christopher Stinkin' Columbus would have been 571 today. John Candy, one of my favorite actors of all time. Would have turned 72 today. Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby, 55. Dan Rather, 91. And Nick Flippin' Saban. 9 West titles, 8 overall SEC titles, 7 national championships, 6 at Alabama, turned 71 years of age today. And I also like to go back through some rock and roll history. Very interesting on this date. In 1975, Bohemian Rhapsody was released by Queen. It took 3.5 weeks to put this song together. It was overdubbed 248 times. You had a 24-track system, which in 1975, a 24-track system, to put it in perspective, in radio, we have 8 tracks. We had 8-track systems. You had 8 different things you could put on an overdub and overlay. They had 24 tracks in their studio, which is crazy, which is really good. They needed 248 different tracks for that particular song. And the crazy thing about Bohemian Rhapsody is, of course, it charted when it was released in 1975. It charted again in 1991 when Freddie died. And then it charted again the third time, the highest time, after it came out in Wayne's World. And I don't think a lot of people even knew that song. I mean, they knew the Queen song, but I don't think they really realized just how great it was until it came out in Wayne's World in 1992. So a couple things to think about. But happy birthday to Nick Saban. I remember doing the opening drive on Jacques back in 2007 when Nick Saban took the gig and left the Miami Dolphins. And the question was, how long will Nick Saban be at Alabama? And everyone was like 3 or 4 years. He'll get tired of the college game. He's already been in the pros. He'll go back to the pros. He'll do this, blah, 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 blah. And then 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years in. And now, of course, we're talking about 15 years that Nick Saban has been at Alabama. And, I've said this a million times. I hope that Alabama fans realize that what you're going through right now with the Crimson Tide is unlike anything you'll ever see in college football again. I know Kirby Smart's got it going on at Georgia. I know Dabo Swinney's got it going on. Coach Ryan's got it going on at Ohio State. Even in Harbaugh's finally getting it going in Michigan. But the fact that you're winning a national title basically like every other year is pretty stinking crazy. The Crimson Tide, the college football playoff polls come out to tomorrow night, and the Crimson Tide will not be in the top four, but that's okay as long as they're in the top four at the end of the season. We'll see what happens, but it's going to be an awesome college football season. Big ball game coming up on Saturday between Tennessee and Georgia, Alabama and LSU. Of course, both LSU and Alabama coming off their bye weeks this week, so it's going to be a monster weekend of great college football. I hope you have a fantastic Halloween. My day is full. I mean, the minute I get up from here, man, I am running and gunning until dark tonight. I'm going to be on my front porch again. Check me out here at the house, 208 Oakmont Road. Stop by. Tell you where I live. I don't care. I'll be handing out candy at my front door. Come out and check me out. It'll be great to see you, especially the little ones, little pumpkins. And a special thanks to, of course, all of our great sponsors, including, of course, Al Cooper, the Coosa Valley Auto Sale. I've been talking a lot about them because they do wonderful work. It looks like I may be buying a car from the guy, whether I want to or not, because the minivan's kind of on the down low. So we'll have it going on. We got Chris Dorsey, State Farm team, our great friends at Budweiser, Southern Precision Staffing, which says Live Wire Wednesday, the Jimmy Hell Mission, the Montgomery Food Bank, Woodhouse Day Spa, which I could use right now, big time, the Woodhouse Day Spa, Stuart Rome, show we do with him called When in Rome with Stuart Rome. He is fantastic. Students of the Game, Austin Hanks, Brother Kane's Damon Johnson. We just got show after show after show. Download the TKR app. You can listen to all of our shows. We have 14 shows now. Seth Smith, another friend of mine, he's going to be coming on with a brand new show here in the next couple weeks. So fantastic shows, unique programming for all of our TKR listeners. And of course, you can also search Tony Curry Radio Podcast and listen to those shows wherever, whenever you want to. It's fantastic. We're on every major podcast industry. Happy Halloween. Be safe. Be healthy. Foggy and spooky a little bit out there. What do you think, boy? You think it's kind of spooky out there? What do you think, boy? You think it's good? Yeah. All right, enough of that. Have a great day. Love you. Mwah.